This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to drive these cattle markets lower?
Leslie, the only answer I can give you is it's feeding on itself. There's nothing fresh going on price-wise to break this market like this. It's the technicals, the negativeness out there, and today we saw live cattle and feeder cattle trade as low as their expanded limits. Now, we did not close on those expanded limits. We bounced off of them, but we traded down $4.50 at one time in live cattle, $6.75 in the feeder cattle. Now, we also saw box beef on choice up 46 cents at midday. Selects were up 75 cents, moved 74 loads, and this market is just waiting for something to help turn it around. It might be technical buying that turns it around also. On the close today, December cattle down $3.60, February down $3.82. November feeders down $5.57. Jan feeders down $5.95. And December lean hogs down 17 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
There's a lots of variety to choose from, including a 2008 John Deere 9230 tractor with 2,000 hours, a 2011 John Deere 7200R tractor with 10,700 hours, a 2008 International 7500 feed truck with 34,000 miles, a 2011 International ProStar Eagle truck tractor with 241,000 miles, a 1970 Caterpillar D4D Dozer, a 2014 John Deere 320E skid steer with 218 hours.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
Tom, what's also impacting the grain markets?
Well, the USDA report was the main thing. There was nothing price-friendly for wheat, corn, or soybeans today in the USDA numbers. We was already trading negative before the 11 o'clock report. When those numbers came out, we saw new contract lows made in Kansas City wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures today. The only good thing is we did manage to bounce off the lows, but we closed negative with December KC wheat down 13.25, March KC down 13.5, December Chicago wheat down 11 cents, December corn down 7.75, March corn down 8 cents, January soybeans were down 10.75, March soybeans down 11.75 today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.